The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, as Shane mentioned just there, the government did survive the confidence vote today, but lost two members of the government, specifically the Healy Rays. And joining us now to discuss this is David Cullinan, Sinn Féin's health spokesperson, and Nisha Umwari, Fine Gael TD for Dublin Bay North. Nisha, I'll come to you first of all. You survived, but not without casualties.
Yeah, so it wasn't an easy day for government, not an easy day for backbenchers in government, but yes, the vote went through relatively straightforward in the end, 92 for, 78 against. The government has a job to work to do. Government is certainly not always easy, but it has to be done.
Okay. And Michael Healy-Rae, when he was giving his speech resigning his ministry, he was quite pointed in his criticism of Micheál Martin.
Yeah, look, I'm not going to speak for Michael Healy-Rae. He has his own views and commentary in terms of he has experience of being a minister. I'm just speaking as a backbencher, and I think there has been pretty good unity within the government backbenches in what has been a difficult time.
Yeah, but having said that, was it fair, his commentary? Do you believe he was probably echoing what a lot of people think?
Yeah, look, I mean, if you're talking about what people think on the ground, as a TD, a Northside TD, I talk to people the whole time. Even during the summer recess, we had a lot of communications in and out through the office, talked to people on the ground. There's no doubt that people are under pressure with, fuel costs in particular. Government has to deal with that. That's an ongoing process. Whatever Michael Healy raises his own issues out, they are a matter for him.
Okay. We'll bring it in David Cullinan. David, your, I suppose, take on the afternoon's unfolding events in the Dáil, it was quite fractious at times.
Well, first of all, I would have preferred to have seen something different over the last number of weeks. And in fact, before the government went under 2 weeks' holidays, we warned the government that this would happen, that the half measures that they brought in were simply not enough. We could see, we could feel on the ground the anger that was building up. People were paying more for petrol and diesel, but it was a tipping point because it was home heating oil, but also all the other cost increases that families have been dealing with now for some time. Groceries going up, insurance, rents, more charges coming from government, and we could just sense that people were at boiling point. I actually raised this on a leader's questions with the Taoiseach Simon Harris, and I said exactly that you're out of touch, you're not listening, and it's going to get to a tipping point, and that's what happened.
And the quarter of a billion that the government spent 2 weeks ago, that wasn't enough.
Well, clearly it wasn't enough because it was piecemeal. It wasn't enough in relation to petrol and diesel, certainly. Very little, if anything, was done to reduce the cost of home heating oil. People saw it doubled. I was talking to old age pensioners, to people who simply are looking at all these bills and they can't pay them all, making tough choices every week. Which bill do I not pay? And that's really, really tough for families in those situations, particularly those on lower incomes. So I just feel that people had enough, and the wide support that I saw for the protests, because these were protests coming from hauliers, from fishermen, from farmers, from truckers, from coach and bus operators, had wider public support, and the sentiment was behind them because people were also to the pin of their collar and they were saying, finally, somebody is taking a stand. And they were taking a stand against a do-nothing government who went on 2 weeks' holidays and left people high and dry.
And so we've thrown another half a billion at it, so we're now 750 million we've thrown at this. This could get worse before it gets better, David. You can see yourself what's happening in the Middle East. The Strait of Hormuz now under a double blockade. They're also talking about blocking the Red Sea as an export point for oil, which would block not just the 20% that's currently blocked, 30% of the world's oil. If it gets worse than it is now, and we've thrown all this money at it now and we've nothing left in the coffers, is that not a very imprudent way to manage the country's finances?
Well, first of all, we can't control, obviously, what happens internationally. I want that illegal war to stop, as I would imagine the vast majority of people do. I don't believe it's as simple as saying it's throwing money at supporting people who need supports. If you're a business that is really struggling to make ends meet and high overheads, and lots of these were small contractors, they were put in an impossible situation. If you're a family who has five or six different bills coming in, you don't know which one to pay, I don't think they would see it as the government simply throwing money, because the government spends tens of billions of euro every year, obviously, when you look at the overall expenditure. It's about sentiment. It's about whether or not they feel the government is doing enough for them to support them in tough times. And obviously they didn't. And by virtue of the fact that the government have had to come back with additional measures this week, again, they fall short, again, half measures. But the fact that they are back again with more is simply reinforcing what we were saying 2 weeks ago. They didn't do enough. It was clearly not enough. The anger was rising. It led to all of these protests, all of the disruption that I didn't want to see, but it's a reality of what happened. And I think that the fault line and the blame lies fairly and squarely with Micheál Martin. It was interesting that when Michael Healy-Rae made his speech today, he firmly put the responsibility on the Taoiseach, on the shoulders of the heads of government, who simply weren't listening, out of touch, arrogant at times, patronising. And I think that's what exacerbated the anger that people are feeling.
Nisha, you're arrogant, you're patronising, you're out of touch. This is still not enough. And this is all on the government.
Okay, I'm just going to deal with a couple of items that David mentioned there. The first, maybe David took 2 weeks of holidays over Easter. I don't know any backbench, government backbencher that did that. We were all working on constituency issues, engaging with ministers, engaging on priorities, raising issues, particularly around energy. I mean, I think that's raw mesh, to be honest, but it's a nice thing to say. It's a nice aspersion to cast out there. Let's deal with kerosene, home heating oil. There is an issue in home heating oil, but in reality, there is no general excise in home heating oil. There's 18 cents per litre on in terms of a carbon tax. The vast part of home heating oil is because it has gotten more expensive on international markets. That's a hard reality. The big, broader, bigger issue we're going to have here, we're heading for a situation whereby if oil stays at $100 a barrel, medium to long term, we have much bigger issues than this to deal with. We are, you know, there has been a program of support, worthy support put in place, €525 million plus over 3 months. Annualize that, that's €2 billion plus. We have to have a honest and hard conversation as to where we're going to go with it if this goes on. The taxpayer, the public taxpayer, is paying for this, and we have to be prudent and make sure that we find ways to get away from energy sources like this, to reduce the reliance on on carbon fuels that we import. There's a lot of work
that's
going to
take quite a long period of time, Nisha. That won't happen quickly.
We have a critical infrastructure bill on the floor of the Dáil this evening, second stage, which will help us deliver offshore wind. Will Sinn Féin support that? We have what happened to the North-South Interconnector, an absolute key piece of infrastructure to diversify supply of electricity into this country. Will Sinn Féin support that? There are an awful lot of measures that can be supported and prioritised if the political will is there. But we will be having a very different conversation in 2 to 3 months' time if oil stays at $100 a barrel.
David, what do you want to see happen if oil does stay at these elevated prices? And there's every chance it's going to. Do you want us to see us spending €2 billion on these types of measures going forward over the year?
Well, in relation to offshore renewable energy, I have been screaming at this government to invest in Waterford Port. In fact, I've met the port several times to make it fit for purpose, to be able to... I didn't interrupt, Nish. I'm simply... You raised the issue and I'm responding that yeah, absolutely I'm in support
Nisha,
of that.
Let David reply, including
in my own constituency, but that port hasn't got the support in terms of capital funding for government. In relation to the overall supports, Nish is saying that there is no excise duty on home heating. There is. They call it the carbon tax, but revenue... Yeah. Revenue, call it excise duty, and you had an opportunity to abolish it and you did not. In fact, what you're going to do is increase the carbon tax in September, and you've set out a schedule of how you're going to increase it over the next number of years. Shouting over shouting over me is not going to resolve anything. People want to hear me, and I would
David,
imagine Nisha as well. My point is this. When this government talks about prudence, it's always when it comes to supports for small contractors, small businesses, ordinary working families. It's never when it comes to supporting corporate landlords or banks or the wealthy. So I just don't think that stacks up. I want to see proper supports for families. I don't want to see people really struggling at a time of crisis. And bear in mind, the budget that was gone last year, that was again a point where we said to government, billions of euros spent, nothing in terms of tax cuts for those on low incomes and middle incomes. What they did get, in fact, was an increase in college fees, charges for exams for leaving cert and junior cert, more charges from government and no relief. And yet the vast majority of the billions went to corporate landlords.
All right,
banks
let's bring Nisha back. Nisha, do you want to address some of those points around the cost of living, around the carbon tax and around the fact fact that the government represents big corporate interests, not the small person.
Yeah, no, I don't. It's such an easy charge to lay at government's door. I hear it the whole time in the Dáil. That's not the reality. From what you know, if you look at this program that was laid out over the weekend and which is subject for approval tonight, it's for small contractors. It's got a specific element angle for hauliers or smaller hauliers. There's an effort to target some of those support. The fuel allowance that was extended in March was to try and capture, bring a few more families into the net and to support them. Working family, those who get the working family payment also benefit now from the fuel allowance. Well, look, David doesn't want to hear that. It's very easy to direct charges like that. But I want to know, David didn't address the question about the North Side interconnector. That is a key piece of infrastructure. Will Sinn Féin support that infrastructure? What will they do in the North now? I don't believe there are any of these packages available in the North. What will they do in the North with protests starting up there? Like, we have to be realistic about these things.
David?
Well, there's so many red herrings, I don't know where to start. I do support the North-South interconnector. I do support offshore renewable energy. Niche would be aware of that. The Assembly in the North has absolutely no powers in relation to cutting excise duty. That rests with Westminster. The government know this. We have been screaming at the British government to do more. In fact, the First Minister in the North has been out on that very strongly over the last while. And whatever could be done by the Assembly is being done. What people are concerned about here is what this government is not doing. Every time they talk about the North, it's always to point the finger at Sinn Féin. Look at what you're doing here and look at what happened over the last number of weeks. A crisis of leadership. We had a protest that led to disruption that was caused by the inaction of this government. I think that both Micheál Martin and Simon Harris failed people. That's why we had this no confidence motion. And they might have got the numbers in the Dáil today. But then the question for people listening is, have they the confidence of ordinary people out there, the majority of the people of this country? I don't believe they have. And I think the government will see that more and more over the next short while.
Dave, before I bring Nisha back in, what would Sinn Féin have done differently? $750 million is a huge amount of money. Are you saying that you would have spent more than that now?
Yeah, so what we said was that our cost of our package of measures would have cost $100 million a month above what the government previously spent, because we would have, again, even
today, $1.2 billion over the year.
Yes, and what we would have done is we would have cut petrol and diesel by 25 cent more. We would have abolished the excise duty on home heating oil. And we also would have brought in energy credits because people are looking at rising costs for their energies. We have to support all families here and all small businesses and medium-sized businesses. What this government have done time and again is abandon people, not put in place proper supports. And every time you have half measures, you inevitably at some point have to come back. Like 2 weeks ago, the government was saying, this is enough, this is great. And here they are, and 2 weeks later, back with more measures because it clearly wasn't, and it still isn't.
Nisha, Sinn Féin would have outspent you by $1.2 billion over the year, $100 million a month.
It's very hard to pin down what Sinn Féin would actually do in terms of the support. I have found it very difficult to pin them down to try and explain what they would actually do. The hard reality is the government, like, there was a package of measures put on the table in March. I as a backbencher, and I know my colleagues have been talking to people and, you know, raising issues and trying to get those issues dealt with. But we have to be clear on this. Like, if this crisis goes on, we'll be in national emergency territory. Sinn Féin and all, we will all have to work together to try and resolve these and to come up, you know, to look at ways to get off fossil fuels as quickly as we can and reduce those dependencies. There are sectors, by the way, that are, you know, agriculture, machinery, they don't have other places to go in terms of carbon, in terms of fuel, in terms of fossil fuels. So there are sectors that will struggle. But, you know, we could be looking at a very different vista in 2 months' time.
Yeah. David, isn't that a fair point that we could be facing a national and international emergency? The International Energy Agency saying only about 3 weeks ago that this is the greatest energy crisis we've ever faced, bigger than Ukraine and the two 1970s oil crises put together. Isn't there an argument for keeping something in reserve in case this becomes so unbelievably bad that our backs are completely to the wall as a country and an economy?
Well, when he says that we're all in this together, that is true in terms of the international crisis. But when people are left out of the tent and not properly supported and say that, well, there's very little support for me in the budget just gone and what the government have done recently, they don't feel that this government believes that we're all in it together because they see a government that doesn't represent them fairly. We have a 12 billion euro surplus. So we've had a crisis now for the last number of months. In fact, if you look at the cost of living, it's a crisis for much longer than that. I accept that this could get worse, which is why families have to be supported. When we had a pandemic, we had to support families, we had to support businesses. Europe is looking now at ways in which governments can do more because of that crisis, and that obviously will unfold over the next while. But there is more that this government could and should have done right here, right now. They failed to do it. That led to disruption. That led to this crisis. That led to this no confidence motion. And that's why the government are in the mess that they're in today, with two less deputies supporting them, including one minister gone, because of the ineptitude and failure of leadership from Micheál Martin and Simon Harris.
Look, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there today. Thank you both very much for joining us on that. That was David Cullinan, their Sinn Féin's health spokesperson, and on the line, Nisha Umweary, Fine Gael TD for Dublin Bay North.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.